Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests, and participants, and are not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station. Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in that relates to the subject and to the person being interviewed. There are no interviews today. Today's show is entitled Labor. Our first song is by Bob Wickline, and it's called Let's Take Our Heads Out of the Sand. I'm sharing this song because I believe a giant change is coming in how we work, or perhaps there will be no need for many of us and our labor in the future. But I believe we can dig ourselves out of the social safety net hole we already find ourselves in as we witness hordes of homeless and unemployed and not counted out in our streets. I believe there is enough wealth, if shared, to provide for health care, education, and other social good, plus a universal basic income, if we stop letting the monetary and political power of the military-industrial complex Eisenhower so sagely warned us about not misuse our wealth to our detriment and to that of the entire world. As the song says, let need not greed lead the way. Let's take our heads out of the sand.
I had a dream the other night. Now in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see, if ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we. As we take, 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 take. Like a good mother, Mother Nature keeps giving, but her heart must be ready to break. She's being abused and overused by her children who choose to ignore. There's only so much that she can give before she can give no more. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. We poison the air, we poison the land, and we poison the water we drink. And we're the only known creatures in the whole universe with the ability to think. But we keep on thinking, happiness lies in how much we buy and sell. And more of paradise is lost, and only time will tell what will become of Mother Nature in the coming years, when we will have about 10 billion neighbors on this sphere. Will our children's children wake up to the American dream? Or will it have become a nightmare beyond imagining? Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. So much and waste so much, how much do we really need? And how long can a dream survive that seems to thrive on greed? A little pollution is so thick and dark and dense, it contaminates and poisons common good and common sense. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much and how much longer?
Bob Wickline said it very well. Let's take our heads out of the sand and let need, not greed, lead the way. Our next song is by John McCutcheon, and it's called Labor Day.
In school we learned the well-known names, the ones whose money was their fame, who ran the railroads, bought the West. Today we mention all the rest, who blazed the trail that brought us here, whose family names we'll never hear. Laid the track and dug the coal, the brain and muscle, heart and soul. Labor Day, Labor Day, September or the 1st of May, to all who work this world we say, Happy Labor Day. The ones who work behind the plow, the ones who stand and will not bow, the ones who care for home and child, the ones who labor meek and mild, the ones who work a thousand ways that we might celebrate this day, the ones who raise our cities tall for those who labor one and all. Labor Day, Labor Day, September or the 1st of May, to all who work this world we say, Happy often find that children worked in mill and mine. No time to play, to learn or grow, just send them in or down below. Today too many have forgot the goals for which our parents fought. When I grow up, I hope to be as strong as those who fought for me.
And I hope you're lucky enough to be off on Labor Day. Now, another song by John McCutcheon, and it's called The Biggest Thing Man Has Ever Done.
I am just a lonesome traveler, a great historical bum, highly educated, from history I have come. I built the Rock of Ages, that was in the year one. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. And I worked in the Garden of Eden. That was in the year of two. Joined the Apple Pickers Union. Now always paid my dues. I'm the man that signed the contract to raise the rising sun. That's about the biggest thing a man has ever done. Straw boss on the pyramids, Tower of Babel too. I opened up the ocean, let the migrant children through. I fought a million battles, and I never lost a one. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. And I was in the revolution when we set this country free. Me and a couple of the Indians that dumped the Boston Tea. We won the battle at Valley Forge and the Battle of Bully Run. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. With my freedom wife and this big land we built. Takes all of the 50 states for me to spread my quilt. Our kids are in the millions now, they run from sun to sun. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. I'd better quit the talking, 'cause I told you all I know. But please remember, partner, wherever you may go, that the people are building a peaceful world, and when the victory's won, that'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. Yes, the people are building a peaceful world, and when the victory's won, that'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done.
Building a peaceful world would be the biggest thing man has ever done. It's not happened, but we can work toward it and dream about it, and John McCutcheon sings about it. Now, next is a song by Pete Seeger. It's a great union song. It's called Which Side Are You On?
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son. He'll be with you, fellow workers, until this battle's won. Tell me, which side are you on? Which side are you on? Sing it! Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Oh, workers, can you stand it? Tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab, or will you be a man? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? Which side are you on? Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell. Tell me, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
And now it's on to Working Man Blues by Merle Haggard. This is the typical blue-collar worker of today and in the past, and it's changing. But the song is by Merle, and we're going to do it.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Working man like me, I ain't never been on welfare, and that's one place I won't be. I'll be working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song's for the working man.
By Merle Haggard. Next up is 18 Wheels by Kathy Mattea. Now this song is an example of one of the many jobs that people now do but will no longer labor at due to the artificial intelligence that is providing for self-driving trucks and cars that are already in the works. So we'll go to 18 Wheels, Kathy Mattea.
Don't seem like a whole lot after 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 4 miles on his 4-day run, a few more songs from the all-night radio, and he'll spend the rest of his life with the one that he loves. He'll buy a Winnebago, set out to find America, lot of catching up, a little at a time. With pieces of the old dream, they're gonna light the old flame. Doing what they please, leaving every other reason behind.
Great song by Kathy Mattea, 18 Wheels, a truck driver that's finally reached retirement. Now I want to share with you something I put together called, I entitled it, Jobless Futures for Average Folks. And it goes like this. With artificial intelligence and robotics advancing in leaps and bounds, many experts are expecting a jobless future for almost 50% of U.S. citizens within these next 20 years. Computers have become exponentially better in understanding our world. In the U.S., many young attorneys are no longer getting jobs because computers like IBM's Watson provide legal advice within seconds with 90% accuracy compared with the plotting human at 70% accuracy. These computers also help nurses and doctors diagnosing cancer and are 4 times more accurate than human nurses or doctors. Facebook now has a pattern recognition software that recognizes faces better than humans do. A conservative estimate is that by 2030, artificial intelligence will become better than any human being can possibly match. Driverless cars are arriving, and soon to follow will be driverless trucks. Trucking companies are eager for this. It will mean that there will be fueling or charging stations, but no truck drivers. Much safer and far cheaper. No truck stops needed with food, showers, and all the stuff now sold to truckers. Bye-bye to truck drivers. Regarding more of the health establishment, there are now companies building a medical device that works with your phone, and it takes your retina scan, your blood sample, and you breathe into it. It then analyzes 54 biomarkers that will identify nearly any disease. Not too far in our futures, all of us will have world-class medical analysis and it will be nearly free. We can say goodbye to much of the current medical establishment and those high-paying jobs, too. I could go on and on about it, but the point is this, that 70 to 80% of current jobs will disappear in the next 20 years. Some new jobs will come into being, but it is clear that there will not be nearly enough jobs for those of average ability, and even less for those of lower than average abilities. Now that's why a guaranteed income is becoming vital to almost half of us. Without it, revolt and bloodshed will ensue for average Americans and less than average folks because they will do whatever it takes to survive. Those on the top rungs will need to arrange for a semi-comfortable income for those not working. this is not for altruistic reasons, but for their own survival. We saw how far it went with let them eat cake in that philosophy, where it got the aristocracy during the French Revolution. Anarchy reigned and heads rolled. It's painfully obvious that unrestrained capitalism will reach its limits. Will those of us not working be bored without the daily grind of work needed for survival? I can answer that. Not unless we are boring people. I found that when I retired from unpaid work, there was far, far, far more to do and enjoy than the time I have left on this earth will allow. So in a way, this future can be quite utopian if only we have enough imagination to realize it and not allow a few to control the fruits of the wealth that artificial intelligence can provide for all of us. Let need, not greed, lead the way. You're listening to The Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. We now have a studio in Reading as well as our studios in Round Mountain, and we want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what keeps these programs on the air. If you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. We thank you. We're going to resume our show with Living in My Car by Rebecca Troon. Now, many of our citizens are now living this way or worse and are not counted in our unemployment statistics.
Living in my car, living in my car, here on the dark side of town. Well, the engine broke, so I don't get far. I reckon you could say I settled down. Sometimes in the winter it gets mighty cold, but the rain makes a beautiful sound. Falling on the hood, tapping on the roof, and splashing on the pavement all around. Oh, living in my car, living in my car, here on the dark side of town. Well, the engine broke, so I don't get far. I reckon you could say I settled down. I've got a solar oven on the dashboard here to heat up food that I found. Dining's in the front, bedroom's in the back, and the radio makes a happy sound. Living in my car, living in my car, here on the dark side of town. Well, the engine broke, so I don't get far. I reckon you could say I settled down. Well, my neck gets stiff and my hip gets sore until I get up and move them all around. Got a piece of rug to stretch out on, so I don't do my yoga on the ground. I'm living in my car, living in my car, here on the dark side of town. Well, the engine broke, so I don't get far. I reckon you could say I settled down. Now I cover all the windows and lock all the doors at night when my fears get strong. When I wake up in the morning and I'm still here, then I start to hum a little song. Oh, living in my car, living in my car, here on the dark side of town. Well, the engine broke, so I don't get far. I reckon you could say I settled down. I'm scared of getting tickets for sleeping in my car. God knows I hate doing time. Some rich lawyers in the land of the free decided being broke was a crime. Oh, living in my car, living in my car, here on the dark side of town. Well, the engine broke, so I don't get far. I reckon you could say I settled down. Oh, the engine broke, so I don't get far. I reckon you could say I settled down.
Living in My Car by Rebecca Troon. Now, our next song is called The Greatest Story Never Told. It's by John McCutcheon, And I see it as one of those songs celebrating a time when brawn and not brains were required to get the job done. Artificial intelligence is changing a lot of that. So I still enjoy the song, Greatest Story Never Told.
I was the eyes for Columbus. I was the hand at the wheel. I mined the coal for Carnegie. I made his fortune and steel. I was the guideline for Lewis and Clark. I saw them safe to the sea. At Monticello, I was the fellow who built everything that you see. I was John Henry's partner. Without me, he'd never have won. I laid the tracks from the ocean. I forged the gold spike when it was done. First on the beaches at Normandy, I was the first one to fall. Though you may look in your history book, you'll not find me mentioned at all. They remember my name in the evenings, when the fires fade to embers and coals. Recall the deeds I have done. Will I be the one, or will my life be the greatest story never told? When Harriet Tubman came knocking, I hid her safe in my barn. When the Nazis were rounding up Jews in our town, my loft kept them sheltered from harm. When Martin marched into Montgomery, I was right there by his side. When the battle was mounted, I stood to be counted, part of that great rising tide. Will they remember my name in the evenings, when the fires fade to embers and coals? All the deeds I have done, will I be the one, or will my life be the greatest story never told? For age upon age it's recorded, the story is always the same. When our children are charting the future, who are the heroes they'll name? And when history comes calling for blood and for bone, and we each take our place in the dance, between the famous and few, and the people like you, is just a sliver of fortune and chance. When they speak of that first Christmas morning, they remember the virgin and child, the shepherds who worshipped in wonder, kings and the animals mild. I accepted my place in the bargain, though the questions were constantly near. I lived my whole life for my child and my wife, another father, all fire and fear. Will they remember my name in the evenings, when the fires fade to embers and coals? Recall the deeds I have done, will I be the one? Will my life be the greatest story never told? Will they remember our names in the evenings, when the fires fade to embers and coals? Recall the deeds we have done, will we be the ones? Or will our lives be the greatest stories never told?
Remember my name.
John McCutcheon, The Greatest Story Never Told. Now, perhaps we will want to have humans and not machines as waitstaff. So our next song is by Berkeley and Hart, and it's called Pocket Change.
My father wasn't ready for the joys of fatherhood. After three more children, he disappeared for good. It was the 1960s in the land of Brigham Young. I was 5 years old, and she was 21. She was a waitress at the Wild Horse Cafe. The smells of food and coffee traveled home with her each day. The pockets of her dress were always tearing at the seams, heavy with the silver of 10% gratuity. And those pockets full of coins came from hours on her feet, nickels, dimes, and quarters that she used to make ends meet. When I think back on it now, it seems beautiful and strange how much she overcame with pocket change. I remember a friend came by one day with $20 in his fist. Took it from his dad, who was an ophthalmologist. He said he'd never miss it, it was only pocket change. And if I could get some money too, we could ride out on the range. Her uniform was hanging up behind the bathroom door. She was still asleep from having worked the night before. I grabbed as many handfuls as my young pockets would hold and spent it with my buddy at the drugstore down the road. And those pockets full of coins came from hours on her feet. Nickels, dimes, and quarters that she used to make ends meet. And when I think back on it now, it seems beautiful and strange how much I have to show from pocket change. She was at the kitchen table when I came back that afternoon, staring at her coffee as she stirred it with her spoon. The coins I'd left behind were stacked in rows next to her hand. When I saw that she was crying, I came to understand that those pockets full of coins came from hours on her feet. Nickels, dimes, and quarters that she used to make ends meet. And when I think back on it now, it's so beautiful and strange how much of who I am was in my mother's pocket change.
Pocket Change by Berkeley and Hart. Now next up, it's Just a Bum by Greg Brown.
I saw a man, he's a well-dressed man. He had a tan from the Yucatan. He had a car, he looked like a star. I said, hey, don't I know who you are? But when he glanced into my eyes, I saw, yes, I saw with such a big surprise that he's afraid that he's just a bum. Someday, when all his stuff is gone and he's left without a dime, time ain't money when all you got is time. And you can see him standing on the corner with a 90 beard and a bright red eyes. Oh, I know a guy, he's a pal of mine. I say, hey, he said, I'm doing fine, I'm moving up the ladder. Rung, 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 I'm gonna get my million while I am still young. But at night, when the his eyes a few, his eyes say different. Line his tongue, they say I'm afraid that I'm just a bum. Someday, when all my stuff is gone and I'm left without a dime, time ain't money when all you got is time. And I can see me standing on the corner with my 90 beard and my bright red eyes going, hey, 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 come on, listen to my story, hey. Hey, 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 hey. Ah, hey. Some people live to work, work to live. Any little tremble any earth might give, you can't hide it in a barber or a London fog. Can't hide it in a mansion with an imported dog. No matter how we plan and rehearse, we're at pink slips, mercy in a paper universe. And we're afraid that we're just a bum. Someday, when all our stuff is gone and we're left without a dime, time ain't money when all you got is time. And we can see us standing on the corner with our 90 beers and our bright red eyes going, hey, 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 come on and listen to my story, man. Hey, 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 hey. Ah, hey. Sorrows acquainted with grief stands in line waiting for relief. He will tell you it wasn't always this way. One bad little thing happened, one bad little day. Heartbreak has bad teeth and a sour smell, and lives when it can in a cheap hotel, and is afraid that it's just a bomb. Someday, when all his stuff is gone and is left without a dime, time and money when all you got is time. And you can see him standing on the corner with the 90 beard and the bright red eyes going, hey, 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 come on, listen to my story, man. Hey, 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 hey.
Just a Bum by Greg Brown. Now it's on to Wicked Job by Phil Madeira. And perhaps this song illustrates how creative outlets will replace jobs that artificial intelligence will be doing in our future. We'll be looking to maybe art, music, literature, things that are fulfilling for us don't require the daily grind and the repetitive jobs that Phil is singing about in the song The Wicked Job.
Well, I hit rock bottom, so I took a job. It was a little detour from the will of God. I walked away from my vision, and I buried my dream beneath the murky bottom of a stagnant stream. Working the day shift at the Ann and Hope, in a poor man's Walmart on a dead end road. Life's a wicked job, someone's gotta do it. And when it gets rock hard, you gotta chisel through it. So dream big dreams, keep them in your heart, till they burst their seams like the will of God. Stacking toasters on a conveyor belt, and the girls downstairs put them on a shelf. microwave oven and electric brooms. I may as well have been in a padded room. Now did I need the money? I don't know. But you can hurt yourself when you sell your soul. Life's a wicked job, but someone's gotta do it. When it gets rock hard, you gotta chisel through it. So dream big dreams, keep them in your heart, till they burst their seams like the will of God. Now I didn't fit in, 'cause I just didn't care about electric blenders and Revere ware. I'd hide in a corner where I could hear them shout. I'd write some lyrics about getting out. 'Cause all I ever wanted was to play guitar, maybe see the world from a rising star. Life's a wicked job, someone's gotta do it. And when it gets rock hard, you gotta chisel through it. So dream big dreams, keep them in your heart, till they burst their seams like the will of God. One day they let me go, so I moved down south, where I could make my music, me and my big mouth. And when I'm in my kitchen, I remember well those days of slumber near the gates of hell. 'Cause I've got a toaster and a blender too, and they all remind me of what a fool. Life's a wicked job, but someone's gotta do it. And when it gets rock hard, you gotta chisel through it. So dream big dreams, keep them in your heart, till they burst their seams like the will of God. Oh, dream big dreams, keep them in your heart, till they burst their seams like the will of God. Dream big
Wicked Job by Phil Madeira. Now our next two songs are going to be by David Wilcox. The first is East Asheville Hardware.
An angel appeared in a holy vision, stood by my bedside in the shivering light, spoke my name, told me my mission. I could not believe I was hearing him right, 'cause he said, go, my son, go. Always go to East Asheville Hardware before you go to Lowe's. Said, go to East Asheville Hardware before you go to Lowe's. You'll help to keep them open. I'm worried they might close. From the stiff competition, from the national conglomerate, with the full page ad in the color section of the Sunday paper supplement, and stacks of plastic swimming pools, and seven brands of power tools, and rows of registers, all having nice days. But no, you go, he said to me with light around his face. He said, you go first to that age-old place, to that old wooden door that you have to close behind you, to the whiteboard wooden floor worn down soft, to the real thing, the good advice, quality at the fair price, and know that they know how deep the frost goes here. Sure, there's stuff you'll have to find at Patey's, Lowe's, or Sears, but go to East Asheville Hardware. Go to East Asheville Hardware before it disappears.
As I said, our next selection is going to be by David Wilcox also, and it's kind of a story, the Carpenter's story.
I don't know how long it had been since these neighbors had even talked to each other. I think it had been about 2 years, maybe. And it started over the dumbest thing. It was just that stray cat. I mean, one of them thought it was theirs, and then it went over to the other porch there across the little field, the valley there. And the other farmer took it in. Each of them thought it was their cat. Every time they'd start talking, they'd start arguing about it. And then they just quit talking. So that when the traveler came through looking for work, one farmer said, well, yeah, you say you're a carpenter? I got some work for you. You see that house across this field here? That's my damn neighbor. You see this little ditch here in the middle? Oh, he calls that the creek. He dug that with his plow. He went up on the hill and changed the way the spring comes down. The creek. It's got a little trickle running through there. Well, if he's gonna try to divide us up with that thing, I'd just as soon finish the job. I want a fence all the way across. I don't even want to have to look at him. Can you do that? And this carpenter said, well, yeah, I could do that. I would need a whole lot more wood, but I could get started with what you got in the shed there. You'd have to go into town. And by the time this farmer comes back, driving up that rutted road in his old truck full of that lumber, he looks out into that field where his new fence ought to be. And that carpenter has built a bridge out of his wood onto his land. And here comes his neighbor walking across his bridge onto his land, hand outstretched, big old stupid smile on his face, coming right up to his truck. And his neighbor says, you're a brave man. I didn't think you'd want to hear the sound of my voice again. I just feel like such a damn fool. Can you forgive me? And this farmer finds himself saying, ah, hell, I knew that was your cat. And he looks over and the carpenter's walking away. He says, hey, I got some more work for you if you, what? Carpenter says, you'll be fine. I'm needed elsewhere. I want to sing you a song about a man who was surprised. Thought he had figured out all that he believed in, and suddenly his beliefs kind of came alive on him.
And then we're going to kind of finish up here with Because All Men Are Brothers by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Because all men are brothers, wherever men may be. shall unite us forever, proud and free. No tyrant shall defeat us, no nation strike us down. All men who toil shall greet us, the whole wide world around. My brothers are all others, forever hand in hand, where chimes the bell of freedom. Are my fears yellow, white, or brown? My brother's tears are my tears, the whole wide world around.
Let every voice be thunder, let every heart be strong, until all tyrants shall be found. Let slavery's chains be broken, the whole wide world around.
I hope you've enjoyed this eclectic hour and the musical exploration of labor today and in our future. We want to thank you for lending us your ears and listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And a big thank you to those we count on daily to put these shows out over the air. Look forward to sharing with you next week another show on the Eclectic Hour.